Hey guys, and welcome back to the Team Avengers podcast. Now, I know we've had a couple episodes already today, but that's just because me and Carson are really excited to get back into the podcast thing. Now, I know I kind of explained what we're going to be doing for the next couple of weeks, but we're going to change it up a little bit here and there, such as this episode. Now, I think we've done this sort of thing in the past, where we take two Marvel characters and basically put them in a one-on-one situation, and we talk about which one we think would win, and we figure it out, hopefully, by the end of the episode. So, we're gonna do that today, and our two characters will be Spider-Man and Hulk. I'm gonna be rooting for Hulk in this situation, and Carson is gonna be rooting for Spider-Man. So, I'm gonna start off with my first reason of why I think Hulk would beat Spider-Man. And by the way, we're talking both of these characters are in their prime when Hulk is like his best and his strongest, and with Spider-Man is his best and his strongest. So my first reason for why I think Hulk would beat Spider-Man now is probably just because overall strength. I mean, if you think about it, you've seen those things where Spider-Man will web somebody, the person will grab his webs and swing him around like a kite, you know? I think Hulk could just do that and throw him into like a brick building or something and he would just die instantly. I think it would be game over for him in that instance. But you never know. Depending on what Carson's reasons are, maybe that wouldn't work. Carson, give us one.
So my first reason is, in the comics, Spider-Man beats the Hulk in the comics, and I feel like that would probably apply to the movies too.
Yeah, that's actually a really good point. Most people think, like, first off, kind of like what I just said, I mean, it's the Hulk, he's super strong, but you do have to think about these two are actually pretty even characters. When it all comes down to it, you can hate on me however much you want, but I think this would be a tough battle for both of them. But I'm still rooting for Hulk over here. So my second reason is like agility and speed. Now, you can also hate on me about this one, but I actually think the Hulk is probably quicker and faster than Spider-Man. I know Spider-Man can swing around and stuff, but in those early Avengers movies, Age of Ultron, and the first Avengers movies, Hulk is jumping from building to building. He's gonna be able to catch up to a small little Spider-Man swinging. He can just jump right on top of him, take him to the ground, and Spider-Man's dead. So that's why I think his speed would actually get him the win there also. Carson, what's one of yours?
I feel like Spider-Man could actually outsmart the Hulk, even though he's like a scientist, but the Hulk isn't as smart as Bruce.
Now, that's also a really good point that you have to think about in this sense, because when I say Prime Hulk, we're not talking about in-game Hulk, where he's mixed the brains and the bronze together to make this really smart Hulk. No, we're talking about crazy Hulk, don't make me mad or I smash you, like Hulk smash kind of Hulk. So like, that's a really good point. I think there's a lot of things Spider-Man could do in that sense to beat the Hulk. Carson, you have anything else?
I think that's all my reasons.
All right, so now that Carson's brought up some of these good points, it actually makes me think about some of the reasons why Spider-Man maybe could actually beat the Hulk. Such as, I know I just mentioned that Hulk might be faster than him, but if Spider-Man can in some way, maybe like web Hulk in the eyes or something and disorient him, it could give him enough time to maybe climb up on a building to safety and start webbing some giant concrete walls or something that could slam them down on the Hulk. I think if he hit Hulk with enough of those, he could possibly knock him unconscious and win the battle. Carson, what do you think about that?
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, so if we're really getting into the thought here, you've got this small little Spider-Man, you've got this big strong Hulk, but the small little Spider-Man is smart, and the big Hulk is not. I think when it all comes down to it, if they were truly in a one-on-one situation, I think the brains would probably win this one. I think that would be the defining factor. I know I'm rooting for Hulk here, but I think Spider-Man is your winner. Do you agree with me there, Carson?
I do very much.
Yeah. All right. I think that sums this episode up for the most part. Prime Spider-Man, Prime Hulk, one-on-one. I think Spider-Man's your winner. And if anybody disagrees with me, go ahead and tell me. I'd like to hear some more reasons, because we could be wrong, but... Yeah, I think Spider-Man's your winner. See you guys.